CBP pauses drilling water wells for border wall project in New Mexico. By Randy Clark on August 5, 2026. In response to an outcry from local ranchers facing water shortages in drought-stricken New Mexico, construction contractors building a segment of the border wall have been ordered to pause drilling for water wells to produce concrete for the project. The voluntary pause comes after cattle ranchers in the area expressed concern that the wells could endanger their water supply in the future. In mid-July, the Luna County Farm and Livestock Bureau hosted a meeting focused on concerns about water well drilling activities conducted on federal lands in southwestern New Mexico known as the Roosevelt Reservation. The water is being used by customs and border protection contractors to produce concrete for the construction of the border wall and associated roadways. At the meeting, Russell Johnson, president of the Luna County Farm and Livestock Bureau, raised concerns expressed by local ranchers who feared drilling could affect existing water wells and springs that support farming and ranching in the region. Johnson indicated some wells are already showing decreased water levels. There were no DHS or CBP representatives at the meeting, despite their being invited, according to officials at the Luna County Farm and Livestock Bureau. Joe Johnson, a rancher whose family has farmed the area for more than 100 years, expressed concern about a water spring on his property that is used to support his ranching business. Johnson fears that pumping by the contractors will reduce the pressure feeding his spring, threatening the multi-generational ranch his family operates. Representatives from the New Mexico State Engineer's Office informed attendees about ongoing efforts to address the unlicensed wells through formal complaints and negotiations with federal authorities. The regulatory office informed attendees that at least 8 wells have been drilled without state permits along the border in New Mexico. According to a report by the Associated Press, a spokesperson for CBP confirmed the pause in water well drilling but did not comment on whether pumping from existing wells would continue. In part, the statement read, "CBP is committed to working collaboratively with local landowners to ensure that construction activities do not adversely impact their water needs." Cadell Construction Company, Fisher Industries, Barnard Construction, and Spencer Construction Company are the contractors involved in the projects in southern New Mexico along the U.S.-Mexico border. New Mexico Republican congressional candidate Greg Cunningham lauded the news that DHS would pause the drilling of new wells in a social media post on X, saying, "Ranchers, families and local officials brought us their concerns. I raised it with the Trump administration. They listened. They acted fast. This administration understands water is life out here, and they proved it." Although DHS has not indicated how the pause in water well drilling will affect border wall projects in the area, previous projects have relied on water purchased from ranchers and municipalities elsewhere. The funding provided under the One Big Beautiful Bill, which authorized $46.5 billion for border wall construction, could be used to address water needs resulting from the pause. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClark.